time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Another day in America and another shooting. This time, four people are dead and 10 injured after a gunman opened fire in Northern California at several locations, including an elementary school Tuesday. Police said the gunman was shot dead by police after what they believe started as a domestic violence incident. There were three hearings of note on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was grilled by the House Judiciary Committee on a number of topics. As with his previous appearances under oath, Sessions had a difficult time with his memory. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of New York asked about it.
Mr. Sessions, I have a copy of the transcript of your testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee in October. You stated under oath, "I don't recall in some form or fashion," 29 times. Is that correct?
I have no idea.
I have a copy of the transcript of your testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee in June. You stated under oath, "I don't recall," in some form or fashion, approximately 36 times. Is that correct?
I don't know.
In your testimony today, you have stated, "I don't recall," at least 20 times. Is that fair to say?
I have no idea.
Despite his memory problems, Sessions insisted he didn't lie.
But most of you have not participated in a presidential campaign, and none of you had a part in the Trump campaign. It was a brilliant campaign, I think, in many ways, but it was a form of chaos every day. We traveled sometimes to several places in one day. Sleep was in short supply, and I was still a full-time senator with a very full schedule. During this year, I've spent close to 20 hours testifying before Congress, before today. I have been asked to remember details from a year ago, such as who I saw on what day, in what meeting, and who said what to when. In all of my testimony, I can only do my best to answer your questions as I understand them and to the best of my memory. But I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied. That is a lie.
Sessions seemingly pushed back on the suggestion that a special counsel be appointed to investigate Hillary Clinton.
What's it going to take to actually get a special counsel?
It will take a factual basis that meets the standards of the appointment of a special
counsel.
And
is that analysis going on right now?
Well, it's in the manual of the Department of Justice about what's required. We've only had two. The first one was the Waco, Janet Reno, Senator Danforth, who took over that investigation as special counsel, and Mr. Mueller. Each of those are pretty special factual situations.
Let me ask it this way.
And we will use the proper standards, and that's what only thing I can tell you, Mr. Jordan.
Well, I appreciate that.
You can have your idea, but sometime we have to study what the facts are and to evaluate whether it meets the standard.
Well said. So let me ask you this. If, in fact,
a special counsel.
Sessions sided with Roy Moore's accusers when questioned by Sheila Jackson Lee.
As you well know, Lee Kaufman, Wendy Miller, Debbie Watson Gibson, Gloria Thacker Deason, and Beverly Young Nelson, these young women, have accused this individual, Judge Moore, who is running for a federal office, the United States Senate, of child sexual activity. Do you believe these young women?
I am have no reason to doubt these young women.
In a hearing at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, senators considered for the first time in more than 40 years whether the president should continue to have sole authority to launch a nuclear attack. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut.
We are concerned that the president of the United States is so unstable, is so volatile, has a decision-making process that is so quixotic that he might order a nuclear weapons strike that is wildly out of step with U.S. national security interests. So let's just recognize the exceptional nature of this moment and the discussion that we're having today.
And the Committee on House Administration held a hearing on sexual harassment on Capitol Hill, during which members of Congress shared stories of women being propositioned and groped in the halls of the Capitol. Representative Jackie Speier testified that there are at least two current members of Congress who have engaged in sexual harassment.
In fact, there are two members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, right now, who serve, who have been subject to review, or not have been subject to review, but have engaged in sexual harassment. These harasser propositions, such as, "Are you going to be a good girl?" to perpetrators exposing their genitals, to victims having their private parts grabbed on the House floor, All they ask in return as staff members is to be able to work in a hostile-free work environment. They want the system fixed and the perpetrators held accountable.
Later on MSNBC, Speer told of huge settlement payouts at taxpayer expense. Senate Republicans on Tuesday announced they'd include the repeal of the Affordable Care Act individual mandate in their tax cut plan. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office last week said that eliminating the mandate would increase the number of Americans without health insurance by 13 million by 2027 and raise average premiums by about 10% annually over the next decade. I got the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.